Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Want to welcome Dr. Saeed Batty today from Tucson, Arizona. I'm Dr. Shaheen Safarian, and he and I are going to be talking today about why he chose to watch the 90-minute webinar, and we'll get a little bit more into the actual product itself and the benefits that he's gained from the product. But for now, Dr. Batty, how about if you just say hello?
Hi, everyone. I'm Saeed Batty, and I've been practicing for 22 years in Tucson.
Doc, as you know, we initially met through Facebook. We do some Facebook ads, and you saw the video and you saw some content attached to the video. What was the thought process that you had at the time when you decided to register and watch the webinar?
Well, you know, anything dentistry comes across on social media or YouTube, anywhere else, catches my attention. Because we're all dentists, and I love dentistry, and I'm sure a lot of dentists do. And, you know, basically, I saw your name, and then I start clicking on it and start you talking. And I think from the get-go, something resonated with me that I need to listen to you. My stories and my challenges in dental practice is something to talk about, and it resonated with your story. You start talking about where you have been and what challenges you've had, and that really resonated with me and kind of got my attention that I need to pay attention to you.
So
and see what you really help.
Yeah, so you know that's really important. I'm happy to hear that there was an emotional connection there as far as us speaking the same language. When you actually started to watch the webinar, can you tell me a little bit about the value of the webinar and what you saw in the webinar that you found beneficial for your practice?
The webinar touches quite a bit on aspects of dentistry that I was struggling with, and from management and leadership, and really what a dentist needs to be as a CEO and a dentist. And that really caught my attention, and my ears perked up, and I want to listen to more and more and see what can be talked and what can be touched from your point of view and what you have to say, basically. And the fact that you have a MBA and you have that background, and most dentists don't have the business background, but you do, that really resonated with me, too, that you have the MBA and you know something that we never been taught formally in an educational system.
Yeah, so a lot of the things that we talk about in the webinar is based on leadership and management. But we also talked about, you know, other aspects of, you know, creating a buying environment or creating a positive environment. We touched on patient experience. You know, we talked about talking to vendors and being able to have discussions with them in a way that's a little bit more friendly to you as the practice owner from a financial perspective. Doc, you know, one of the things that a lot of dentists are skeptical about is spending time. I mean, to be honest, we certainly don't get every individual that watches the video, watch the webinar. So what could you tell the dentist that's listening to this podcast right now? What could you tell them as far as how valuable the webinar, the 90 minutes is for them to spend to actually watch the webinar? You know, do you have any suggestions on that for them?
Well, the webinar sheds a lot of light on what I was not doing. And I didn't even realize that, God, you know, I need to pay attention to a lot of aspects of dentistry that is vital to the longevity of growth in my practice. You touch on different aspects, again, from leadership to know where every dollar goes, to how to talk to the patients, what kind of environment we need to create so we can be successful. I mean, that by itself is amazing, that something that I didn't realize. I thought everything starts inside the treatment room, but no, I mean, there are a lot of things that need to be done before the patient even
which is a great point that I talk about in the webinar, is that the dentistry is 10-15% of it.
Exactly. 85-90%. Show the light on, you know, what needs to be done One needs to set up before the patient has even given it a price.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's interesting that I've talked to other doctors as well. And it's unfortunate, to be honest with you, that I've opened up my practice of over 16 years on this webinar. And there are not more dentists taking advantage of, you know, listening in the 90 minutes. I really believe the dentist that's listening to this podcast right now, I genuinely believe that, and this is why I have Dr. Batty here, is to say, look, the 90 minutes could be very valuable for you.
Well, you learn a lot from that 90 minutes. Even the 90 minutes, I think you just can't learn. Yeah, I mean, you can extract a lot of info from that 90 minutes and do nothing. Everybody just listening to it and just go your merry way and never talk to you. But I chose to stick with you, and I'm happy that I would have done that 3 months ago.
Yeah, and you know, we'll talk more about that towards as we continue here. But the amazing thing with that, Doc, is that it's a free webinar.
It is.
It's absolutely free. The only thing I ask of the dentist is to just show up and listen for 90 minutes, then has no obligations. But in your particular case, you know, you obviously in the program decided to join the program, and you wanted to go beyond just what the webinar was saying. I'm assuming because you were very excited about the information on the webinar. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it's 90 minutes, but you know, it goes so fast because every word that you say, I mean, it resonates with dentists. We all are dentists. I mean, our lives is so interconnected, a lot of times, you know, personal and home, that we touch on a lot of stuff, how to improve the office, that really has an impact on the life. And again, the webinar goes really fast. It's not a boring webinar by any means at all.
Yeah, and I agree with you. So, you know, in the end, I think ultimately for you, Dennis, listening to this, take 90 minutes of your time. It's a free webinar, no obligation, and spend that 90 minutes with me, and let me at least create some opportunities for you to potentially, you know, remind you of certain things that you should be doing and get you thinking about certain things that you've never been doing. So with that said, Doc, I certainly appreciate you spending the 90 minutes watching the webinar. And obviously, as I mentioned to you, you got more involved with the program. So let's talk a little bit about the program now. Within our program, what I've done is created different video modules with PowerPoint presentations. And in a nutshell, what I've done is I've created 6 modules that are about 25 to 50 minutes long. And within those modules, what I'm talking about is your everyday. I'm talking about every single day that you walk into the office, the challenges that you have, whether it's from leadership, whether it's from management, whether it's team management, whether it's personal management, whether it's, you know, attitude, whether it's creating a buying environment, whether it's negotiating with your vendors, and on and on and on. Dr. Batty, you had an opportunity to get involved with the program. You want to touch a little bit on the modules and what benefits you have seen in the modules themselves? Let's start with just use a couple of examples. One of them being, dealing with budgeting. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I'm glad you brought budgeting. I mean, that's one area that I had the most problem with, or I paid almost lack of attention, basically. And that, you know, by watching the modules of 20 minutes, 30 minutes between patients before, you know, at night, late in the evening, before I go to bed, it gives me the peace of mind that, God, you know, I've been practicing for 22 years, but there's one or two things even, or more than one, that I can learn from it. It changed my practice. And it has, because I watched those modules at least 2-3 times so far. And it's a lifetime. You purchase it, you have it, and you can keep going back at it. And I heard, and again, I had some experience of 22 years of consulting, coaching, mentorship. But I heard things in that webinar about budgeting and how to implement it and how to talk to vendors that I never heard before. No one talked to me. No one told me how to negotiate. No one told me what can be done. And believe me, I mean, even one and two of those aspects of the modules has helped me quite a bit, and I've saved thousands of dollars, thousands, and I can vouch for them.
Well, you know, I appreciate you, you know, being excited about the modules. I tell you, one of the things that's really beneficial here too, Doc, and you touched on it, is that you could do this in the comfort of your own home, your office. There's no travel time. There's no, you know, missing work. Like you said, you could do it in between patients. It's pretty amazing that, you know, to be honest, to have that opportunity to have it right in front of you. So, you know, it's great that, you know, and it's one thing to listen to the module. It's another thing to actually implement the knowledge. And as you stated, you very nicely and wisely implemented the knowledge, and it's helped you save thousands of dollars. But let's talk about a couple other things. You brought up, you know, obviously the budgeting and negotiations. But one of the other modules that we talk about is we talk about case conversions, right? I mean, if patients don't say yes to you, then you're not going to do very well as a dentist, right?
No, case conversion does not start and end inside the op or inside the dental practice. I mean, things need to be done prior to that. I mean, things need to be set up, and you go in detail what can be done in order for make you know in order to make the case presentation successful. There's a lot of things just not liking you as a dentist, and just a lot of things goes into case presentation that I never thought about it, or maybe I thought about it and never paid attention, or maybe I never implemented. But hearing from a seasoned dentist was actually has turned it around and is successful now, like you. And then hearing from you, you know, you tell yourself, God, it is possible. You know, it is possible for me to get out of this trench, out of this dilemma that I am in, and be able to turn my office around and implement things that are going to help me. And then listening to you and talking to you definitely, and your support definitely helps a lot for that to happen.
Well, you know, it's really important because in the program, we really touch heavily on the ultimate patient experience. And that ultimate patient experience, like you stated, doesn't happen in the operatory. It occurs from that initial time that they have contact with your office. And many times that could be something as simple as going on your website or that initial phone call into your office. And there are many other ways that they can initially meet you and your business. And it really all starts from there. And there is a whole system or process that we talk about within the program that has tremendous value to you as a business owner. And that moment that patient says yes to you, all of those things have to be in line prior to that acceptance of the case. And that's something that's really important for dentists to understand. And it's involving building relationships, creating value, and the patient ultimately being trusting you as the practice to go to. And there's so many things in that process, and a lot of it is potentially psychological and experience. For example, if you have somebody that comes to your office and waits 30 minutes before they go to the back, that's already problematic. And one of the things that I talk about in the program, and I stress to the dentist, and I've talked to you about this, Dr. Batty, as well, is if somebody waits in your office for 30 minutes, there is a disconnect somewhere. And my program talks about that, because that patient experience now, when they come to the back after 30, 40 minutes, they're not happy. And for you now to start talking about creating an environment where they like you and they want to be with you and all those factors, they're already in your chair, in the operatory, upset. And when they get into that environment, it's a much more difficult case conversion, right? So case conversion, you have to get them to say yes, but it's not, it, like Dr. Batty was saying, it doesn't start when they're in the clinical chair. It starts way before that. And that's really important because most dentists don't really understand that. Or if they do understand it, they don't implement it. One of the podcasts I talk about, putting yourself in the shoes of the patient that comes into your office. What are they experiencing and what would you experience? How would you like to be treated? If you walk into your own office and you have to wait 40 minutes, are you going to be happy going to the back, right? If the front office person doesn't greet you when you walk in the front, are you going to consider that disrespectful? There's a lot that goes into it, and my program covers all of that. But certainly case conversion is really the key to success to your business. You make so many, you do so many things from so many different angles. And if they're not correct, and that patient's, and the patient in the chair is not accepting your treatment, whether it's $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, or, you know, a bigger case, $20,000, $25,000 plus, if those things aren't happening in your office, you're not going to have a very successful practice. And that also includes, and we talk about this too, that also includes, you know, team interaction, doctor team interaction, doctor attitude, doctor behavior, and also everybody else around the environment. In my environment, I'm always talking and joking with my team members. While the patient is there, we're still, at times, we're getting the patient involved in the conversation, just having a good time. They're almost thinking like, I don't know if I'm even in the dental chair. This is weird. These guys are getting along. They're happy. They're laughing. They're enjoying themselves. It seems like everybody's loving being in this environment. Hey, I want to be a part of this. Now, you as a dentist, ask yourself, is this what your environment is every day? And if it's not, do you think that patient wants to buy from you? Do you think the patient wants to come into an office where patients, where team members aren't getting along? Doctor and team members aren't getting along. The doctor has a bad attitude, right? Or the front office doesn't respect you too much, or doesn't pay attention to you, or doesn't smile, right? Do you think you as a doctor will want to be in that office? Or would you rather be in an office where everybody's like, hey, come on down. There's no wait. They come in. If they have to wait 30 minutes in my office, I give them a $50 credit for future services. No questions asked. Does it happen? Sure it does. It's rare, very rare. I mean, at the end of the day, we're dentists. But it has to be a rare event in your practice. Once, twice every 3 months in my practice, that happens. If it's happening once or twice a day in your practice, that's a problem. And your systems aren't correct if that's happening. Would you agree, Doc?
You know, I want to mention that it's very easy if you're in a busy practice or you're seeing patients in the back to let that go or actually not realize what's happening up front. I mean, a lot of things can happen up front at the desk that you think you have control of, but you don't know what's going on. You don't know how the phones are answered. You don't know if your receptionist, you know, was in a good mood and got up and welcomed the patient. And you think that's being done, or maybe you're not aware that needs to be done. Now, the patient comes back, and as Dr. Seferian said, I mean, you're already starting, you know, you're lagging behind. I mean, you're starting in 10 steps behind the rest of the dentist to welcome the patients, and they built a really good relationship before the patient even come in. Remember, the patient is not in dental chair, they're a client. Once in the dental chair, they're the patient. Got to be have the client custom service. And Dr. Seferian is the right man to be able to shed light on.
Well, I appreciate that, Doc, but, you know, it's really important to understand the nuances that go on in a business. And as a dentist, you have to now walk into your own business and visualize everything and pay attention to everything that's happening in your business on a daily basis. There can't be a disconnect for you. At some level, you know, if you have an office that's, you know, 3,500 square feet and you're in the back room, that's a little different. In my situation, my office is 1,000 to 1,500 square feet. I have the ability to listen to what's going on around me. And you need to pay attention to as much as you can, obviously, as much as you can. I mean, I respect sometimes when you're clinical and you're cutting teeth and, you know, I get it. But as much as you can, you need to pay attention to everything that's going on in your office. And I tell you what, it gets easier and easier to trust your team members once they're on board with what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish, okay? If there's a disconnect between you and the team member, it's always going to be a battle on a daily basis. Did she say the right thing? Did she do the right thing? Did she make the right call? I mean, you're always questioning your team member. And if there's that lack of trust within you and the team member, the patients clearly are going to see that. And again, I talk about this in my program. These are the areas that businesses fail. It's not that you don't know how to do a crown prep. It's not that you don't know how to deliver a crown or do beautiful fillings and do beautiful preps. It's all of these other factors that I'm talking about right now that allows your business potentially to either succeed or not succeed. I have been talking for the past few years to some excellent clinicians that are not doing well in business. And these are the areas that they're lacking in. And it's important that we as dentists understand that we have to treat this as a business and we're business owners. As a business owner, there are many moving parts and we have to make sure that we understand, and I talk about this in my program, we call it situational interpretation. And you remember that, I'm sure, Doc, in our discussions in the program. That's very important. Would you not agree, Doc, that every day you got to put out a lot of fires? How you put out the fires is going to dictate a lot about success and failure of a business.
I agree. You know, how you approach the team members from the back, from the front, how you approach and how you have control over your own emotional state of mind at that time, your facial expression. There's a lot of nonverbal that can go around and the staff can pick on that and basically can cause problem and can really set the tone for the whole day.
Patients are very smart. They're very, very smart. They can, within seconds, sometimes minutes, understand or at least judge how your business environment is. And that becomes very valuable when you're trying to build a relationship, when you're trying to create value, and when you're trying to gain the trust of the patient that's walking into your practice. And when you're able to accomplish that, it really becomes a beautiful thing because now they will start referring family members and friends. And when they're starting to do that, it becomes a much more comfortable environment because it's easier to be successful. It's easier to be successful. And that's really important to understand. Relationship building, value creation, and trust are very important when you're trying to grow a business and when you're trying to sustain a business and when you're trying to have business success over year over year. And we touch on this a lot in the program. And I know Dr. Batty and I have talked about this for a few minutes, but this program touches on many aspects of running a business. We've talked about a few things, but we also talk about marketing. We talk about group practice. There are many things that we talk about within the program. And within the program, we also throw some bonuses in there for you to take advantage of as well that also helps you grow your business. Dr. Batty, overall, what did you think of the program?
You know, those bonuses are just amazing. I mean, you're the one who actually developed and came up with the bonus program. It's not that you picked it up for somebody else. And that was really ingenious of you to be able to do that. And, you know, that comes, there's so many different things that you can get out of that modules. But one thing that I got really excited for me being a solo practitioner for 22 years is the group practice. Never thought about it. And we all heard about it, but you don't know the details of it and you don't know how it can impact your life and your practice. Reduce stress and have other folks work, a dentist or work in your practice. But the way you actually designed it is something that I never heard before. So I'm really excited going back every time and listen to that.
Well, let me tell you, let's talk about the bonus within the program. Within the program, I offer this bonus opportunity that I've done myself for 3 years, and it helped improve my numbers $100,000 in 3 years. And also now talking about the group practice, which is another great thing. And Dr. Batty and I even talked about this just yesterday. The concept of group practice is the idea of leveraging yourself. And that word leverage can exponentially grow your business without doubt. And this is one thing that dentists don't fully understand. Dr. Batty and I yesterday were talking about and Doc, you told me this yesterday, you refer 15 to 20 patients a month over the last 20 years. Is that a fair to an oral surgeon? Is that fair? Isn't that what we talked about yesterday?
Yes, the least. Yes, yes.
And imagine the dollars that you refer to an oral surgeon over the last 20 years. I will almost tell you that it's got to be over $1 million.
Wow. That's amazing. Never thought about
right?
it.
Right? I mean, if you're referring, let's do the math real quick. If you're referring, let's say, 10 patients
a month,
and those 10 patients, you know, go to the oral surgeon and they do, which is a very fair number, do $2,000 of production. That's a very conservative number, right? $2,000.
Yes.
That's $20,000 that you're referring out every month in your business. Times that by 12, right? That's $240,000 over 20 years. Do the math.
2 million.
More. 4.5 million if my math is correct. And let's say you give 50% of that to the oral surgeon, because if they come into your group, right, into your office, you give them 50%. Fine. You're still ahead $2 million over 20 years.
Why? That you never had before, or that you referred out. You can keep 20 million and put it in your children's educational.
Education, your retirement. I mean, life would just be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll give it to my wife.
Well, I tell you what, she would love you a lot more, right?
Yeah.
But
that helps. It helps.
That definitely helps. Money always helps, right? Look, the point I'm trying to make to you is quite honestly, I didn't think about that either. I've been practicing for 16 years plus, and I only started doing it about 2011, 2012.
Well,
also, and look, it's not you jump into it right away. It's something that you have to have in place. My program talks about it. Talks about how you can create this environment to create an opportunity to have a group practice in your business. Now, it could also just be an associate. It could be an endodontist. It could be a periodontist. It doesn't have to be one specialty. In my particular case, I have an endodontist, a board-certified periodontist, and an MD-DMD oral surgeon on my team. So if I keep things in-house, we just did a simple math here for one example, but imagine what I'm creating. And the beauty of that program is also that you're getting specialty contracted fees and not a general dentist contracted fees. So many times that word leverage means you don't even touch the patient and you would make the same money as though you were treating the patient. Isn't that beautiful?
That's a specialty fee, yeah.
Right? So
yes.
It's awesome, Doc. Listen, we could talk about this for hours, right? I mean, we certainly can. But listen, Doc, I want to thank you for your time today. I certainly appreciate you getting involved with the webinar and listening to that for free and getting involved with the program. Is there anything that you'd like to add as as we finish up here?
No, you know, I mean, talking about a group practice is something that I'm expand on it and talk to you on a daily basis, a weekly basis. It's something that really intrigued, you know, it piqued my interest. And again, that's just one aspect that me as a dentist can learn from you, because you got great ideas and you got a good talent and great speaker to be able to actually talk to, and very caring to talk to fellow dentists. And, you know, if you were struggling like me, I'm still struggling. We all struggle and have challenges. But if you're skeptical and you think, yeah, I already been in dentistry 20 years, I'm 50 plus, there's nothing to learn more. Believe me, there's every day there's something you can learn from your fellow dentist that you might have not heard. And that one thing can change your life in terms of dollars and in terms of the quality of life at home at the practice. But I want to thank you for staying with me and helping Dr. Safarian for the last 3 months. And hopefully some of the dentists will follow on that too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate it. For all you dentists listening into this podcast, I appreciate your time as well. And there is a link on this podcast that you can click and register for the webinar. And I would highly suggest that you do so. And again, Dr. Bade, I appreciate it. And I hope you all have a great day today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.